Welcome to our VHIA podcast. I'm Duncan Bolsch, Workforce Manager here at VHIA, and today I'm joined by Megan Hoffman, Director of Nursing Workforce at Royal Melbourne Hospital. Welcome, Megan.
Thanks, Duncan. Delighted to be here today.
Fantastic. Well, as always, we're going to put up a couple of slides and you're going to take a bit of a guess, Megan, about what you're going to be talking about today. So please be a bit descriptive and when I put up the slides, because some people might be just listening to this podcast as opposed to actually watching it. So I'm going to pop up the first slide now. And can you give me your thoughts on what you think that is?
Oh, it looks like, is it in the city? I think it looks like Melbourne Central. Looks like Melbourne Central.
Yes, is it called the Shop Tower? I think it is, or something like that. But you're quite correct. It is Melbourne Central. So central being the key word there. Going to pop up the next slide now. Can you tell me what that is?
Oh, it looks like the recruitment symbol or the recruitment sign.
Okay, so what are you actually seeing there?
Well, it's people. There's a group of people there. So yeah, I'm assuming that it's around recruitment.
Yes, absolutely. So let's put those two together. And what do you think we're actually talking about today?
Possibly centralised recruitment.
Fantastic. Spot on, Megan. We're going to be talking about Royal Melbourne's centralised recruitment process. Okay, so let's get started, Megan. You ready for this?
Sure am.
Okay, so firstly, can you tell me a little bit about your role and your position at Royal Melbourne?
Yeah, thanks very much, Duncan. So as you've mentioned, my role is Director of Nursing Workforce at Royal Melbourne Hospital, and that includes providing professional leadership to the nursing staff across Royal Melbourne Hospital, and also some operational management and leadership to casual nursing workforce and nurse pool. And also a little bit about providing strategic support and guidance in the development and implementation of workforce redesign, including workforce initiatives, which may include the development of new and emerging nursing roles.
Okay, fantastic. Sounds like you keep yourself busy.
Very busy.
Okay. So, Megan, we're here to talk about the centralised recruitment process for nursing at Royal Melbourne. Can you describe the process of centralised recruitment, what it looks like at Royal Melbourne Hospital, and how it varies perhaps to the traditional line manager ward-based recruitment process that Royal Melbourne used to do and perhaps a lot of our member organisations still do?
Yeah, thanks, Duncan. So centralised recruitment model at Royal Melbourne Hospital was implemented in response to the nursing workforce deficit amidst the pandemic, and also, the forecasting of the increased nursing shortage by the year 2025. I mean, we had a vision to improve the quality and also experience to both our nursing applicants and also to the hiring nurse managers at Royal Melbourne Hospital. And it allows nurse managers to focus their time and support towards the needs of their staff and also the patients and families. So with the centralised recruitment model, we've been able to provide a single point of contact for potential nursing applicants. And it's also really positioned us at Royal Melbourne Hospital to deliver efficient, equitable, transparent practice and also some consistent branding. Plus, it's also had the capacity to respond in a timely manner and reduce that recruitment lag that often happens when you're recruiting a nurse into a vacancy. And I suppose in addition, and this is probably one of the most important components, is it's actually released the nurse manager from recruitment activity, and it allows them to focus their time on that safe, timely, effective person-centred care and also provide leadership to their staff and their ward. It's also improved the nurse applicant experience and most importantly made Royal Melbourne Hospital an employer of choice in a really highly competitive nursing workforce climate, both nationally and also internationally.
Okay, great. So, I guess that there's some managers that still want to be involved in that recruitment process, Megan.
Yeah, absolutely, Duncan. So the nurse managers can be involved in as much or as little of the recruitment process as they wish. We have some nurse managers who are still involved in the interview panel and some who are only too happy for the centralized recruitment team to coordinate and also undertake the entire recruitment process for them. It's allowed our centralized recruitment team to work really closely and collaboratively with the nurse managers in selecting nurses who are suitable to work at Royal Melbourne Hospital within their specialty and also in their area of clinical practice.
Okay, so it sounds like you're really reducing that burden on managers and allowing them to really focus on other priorities, such as, you know, what's happening clinically on the ward. Can you talk a little bit more about how the managers have responded to this new approach?
Yeah, actually, Duncan, very well. It's been a real welcome change and initiative, and the anticipated challenge of the acceptance of the centralised recruitment model was largely unfounded, as the pressure of that operational demand for the nurse manager. It's also, you know, allowed shortages that were related to both the COVID-19 pandemic and also the roster vacancy has really made centralised recruitment a welcome initiative rather than like an encroachment on the role and responsibilities. And look, we've had some really great results from our initial 6-month evaluation, which were overwhelmingly positive. And some of the testimonials have included things like, you know, centralized recruitment has allowed me to be on the floor where I'm helping, where I'm really needed without the worry that they were behind in their ward recruitment. That was by one nurse manager. Another nurse manager has said that, you know, calling for reference checks takes time and the centralised recruitment model has really sped up that process for them. And another NUM has commented that it's a huge reduction in time for me as a nurse manager to complete that screening, the interview and also the administration process.
Yeah, terrific. And I guess there's another side to recruitment and that's the candidates. What's their experience been with the process?
Yeah, again, really good, actually. So the experience of the applicants have been really overwhelmingly positive, especially in relation to that single point of contact and also the prompt response and follow-up to them as the applicant. So a couple of the testimonials that we've had, you know, in our evaluation process has been that the experience was great, very prompt response to my applicant. Now, that was a new nurse applicant that we've employed recently. And another nurse applicant said, you know, it was a short and organised recruitment process.
Fantastic. Sounds like you're streamlining processes a bit there and the experience for them is a real positive one. Megan, you spoke a little bit before about the success and measuring the success. I think we've got a slide here will pop up, but can you just tell me about how you are measuring the success of your approach to centralised recruitment?
Yeah, thanks, Duncan. So we've completed a 6-month and also a 12-month evaluation of the centralised recruitment model. And in addition to some, you know, to the experience of both the nurse managers and also the nurse applicants, we've been able to, you know, reduce time to recruit by, you know, 65%. Mm-hmm. And that was, you know, from around 57 days to less than 30 days. We've managed to reduce our roster vacancy by 85%, which has been, you know, initially we started off with sort of around 140 EFT deficit in our roster vacancies to now less than 30 EFT deficit. 90% of our applicants have been retained for greater than 6 months. 80% of our wards are at their budgeted base EFT. 91% of the applicants had a really positive experience and 95% of the hiring managers also had a really positive experience with the process too. And I suppose just on that, I can't emphasise enough the positive hiring manager experience, which has equated to those nurse managers really being able to focus on that safe, timely, effective, person-centred care and leadership in their ward areas, and also that positive experience from the nurse applicant, because it's really streamlined the approach, you know, for them in that recruitment space. Improving patient safety and patient care was also at the centre of this workforce initiative. And that really included, you know, the delivery of that consistent, permanent nursing workforce. being able to maximise our bed capacity and also reduce the time spent by the nurse managers on recruitment. And that's really enabled them to be able to redirect, you know, their time back to patient care, but also just to support their ward staff. And I suppose I'll just add in there, due to the success of the centralised recruitment model, there's now demand to expand this model to include senior nursing positions and also non-clinical roles, which really has exceeded our original scope of the actual model.
Okay, great. Some amazing outcomes there, and reducing time to recruit and your vacancy levels, some terrific work. Obviously, this doesn't come without putting some extra resources in place. Can you describe what that looks like in terms of what resources and what the structure looks like in terms of centralised recruitment?
Yeah, sure. Thanks, Duncan. So we have an assistant director of nursing that coordinates and oversees the centralised recruitment model or portfolio. And then we also have an associate nurse unit manager in that team, as well as a recruitment coordinator, which is our administration support. And they support the assistant director of nursing in the application or applicant management, including screening of the applicants, interviews, reference checking, and liaising with our hiring managers. And we work really closely and collaboratively with our people and culture team. And I think I can speak on behalf of our people and culture team here at Royal Melbourne Hospital, is that centralised recruitment has also increased the efficiency of when a recruitment request is raised by the hiring manager to when the applicant actually commences at Royal Melbourne Hospital in their role. And it's also the tracking of the applicants has greatly improved, as applicants are interviewed once for the organisation, as opposed to having, you know, potentially multiple interviews with various ward areas, which was actually a common occurrence for us in the past.
Okay, terrific. So Megan, I believe Royal Melbourne had the opportunity to go overseas last year, might have been, or the year before, to present this model. Can you tell me a little bit about that, and whether they give us a little bit of commentary on what's happening perhaps overseas as well in this space?
Yeah, thanks, Duncan. So yes, one of my colleagues had the pleasure of attending the International Council of Nurses Congress in Canada last year, and really found that networking extremely valuable. There was really good positive feedback and response from our presentation. And we've had a number of nurses who have reached out since the Congress requesting more specific information about our centralised recruitment model, including about the resources that we have and also the financial modelling. And look, you know, in Australia, we're very lucky, and especially in Victoria, is we do have the Safe Patient Care Act, which mandates those, you know, that nurse-to-patient ratio, which is a real plus when recruiting nurses. I mean, look, you know, overseas, there's still many parts of the world where nurses are caring for 10 or more patients at a time, and a large part of their workforce that they're working alongside are unregulated workers. So, and many countries undertake recruitment drives to other countries to try and pick up experienced nurses. And just, you know, recently I know that Iceland is currently undertaking a piece of work around nurse-to-patient ratios and how best they can support their nursing staff and also improve some of that patient care by implementing ratios.
Okay, terrific. So what's next? Where to from here, Megan?
Yeah, Duncan, as you know, previously mentioned, there is a demand to expand the model to include recruitment to senior nursing roles and also nursing support roles and non-clinical roles. So we're just in probably the phase or the process of exploring what that potentially looks like and also how we resource that as well. There's some work currently being undertaken and scoped out in relation to our recruitment programs and systems that we have here at Royal Melbourne Hospital to really streamline the applicants' application process as well as our onboarding process. And we'll also look at how we can improve our talent pool and also minimise that talent loss if there's no suitable positions available at the time when the applicant applies, and how we keep them engaged until that suitable position comes up. So lots of work you know, to be undertaken, and lots of, you know, really great ideas upcoming.
Yeah, fantastic. So what advice would you give, Megan, to any other organisation that may be looking at their recruitment processes and considering a centralised recruitment process?
Yeah, I suppose, you know, I can't underestimate that research and benchmarking, you know, to similar organisations and also models. I would advise to have a really clear vision on how a centralised recruitment model is going to improve both the quality and the experience of the nursing applicants and also that of the health services hiring managers. Engage early with your key stakeholders, such as your nursing leadership teams, your nurse managers, your people and culture team, nursing education, and any other key groups within your organisation, such as finance. And also, I would advise to have an executive sponsor from your executive group.
Terrific. And you know, if an organisation is wanting to consider this, are they able to reach out to you, Megan?
Oh, absolutely. Most welcome to contact me directly. And, you know, myself or my team are more than happy to share our experiences with those that are thinking of embarking on a centralised recruitment model.
Okay. Well, that brings us to the end of this podcast. I'd really like to say thank you, and it's great to hear of the fantastic work that's happening at Royal Melbourne Hospital. Thank you again, Megan, for your time.
Thanks, Duncan. It's been a pleasure being involved.